This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I was somewhat amused by these three quotes I read from John Maxwell's book, 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader. Here's the first one. "I tell you, Wellington is a bad general. The English are bad soldiers. We will settle the matter by lunchtime." That's Napoleon Bonaparte at breakfast with his generals preceding the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Here's the next one. "I think there is a world market for about 5 computers." That's Thomas J. Watson, chairman of IBM in 1943. And here's the last one. "I don't need bodyguards." That's Jimmy Hoffa 1 month before his disappearance in 1975. Obviously, each person missed something very important. Hopefully, your mistakes in the area of intuition or your lack of discernment haven't been as glaring as those statements, but all of us have missed it when it comes to making decisions. And important decisions call for something called discernment. How do we develop discernment? One thing's for sure, we won't develop discernment if we're running around so busy that we don't have time to stop and think through things. We need to stop and ask God to guide our thinking. There's a proverb, Proverbs 15:28, that says, "The mind of the righteous person thinks before answering, but the mouth of the wicked blurts out evil things." So when it comes to making decisions, we need to settle down. And as I like to say, keep your wits about you. That's another way of saying stay in the moment. Don't let yourself get pressured into making an emotional decision on the one hand, but on the other hand, don't get complacent. Complacency may mean you're simply procrastinating, kicking the decision on down the road. I think we can get so honed in on what we're doing, the work itself, that we miss the opportunities that come our way and we fail to perceive imminent danger. We just keep our nose to the grindstone and don't even look up, never realizing the trouble we're walking into. As columnist Molly Ivins has said, the first rule of holes, when you're in one, stop digging. Well, we have to be aware that what we're doing may be digging ourselves into a hole. And that means stopping, stepping back, and staying in the moment, not simply rushing on to get the next thing done, whether it's hammering a nail or making a pitch for a client. There's a scripture, 1 Chronicles 12:32, that says, "From the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take." These men of this tribe of Issachar understood the times and they knew what Israel should do. Another thing that helps us in this vital area of discernment is simply knowing the scriptures. So we have this sense that something's not right. There's a caution light going on in our mind, but we wonder, is it just me? Or maybe there's a green light, but we haven't looked both ways in the intersection. So what to do? Well, the ultimate test is the scripture. John Maxwell quotes management consultant Robert Heller, "Never ignore a gut feeling, but never believe that it's enough." So we have to utilize our heart and our mind, our gut and our head. There's a passage of scripture about Paul and Silas going to a Jewish synagogue in Berea, and it says that the Bereans examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. They were checking on what Paul and Silas were saying with the scriptures. Well, the check on our intuition, our emotions, is understanding the full counsel of God as it's revealed in scripture. But that still doesn't make us mistake-proof. That's because the scriptures won't tell you if you should buy the used car with decent mileage, the brand new car, or lease a car. Nor will the scriptures tell you how much money you should put down on any one of those to make the deal work for you. But there are principles in the Word, and you have to know the Word and how to apply it, and that takes time. And it also means we have to be willing to learn from our mistakes. One thing I've left out in all this, and that's prayer. Pray for discernment. Be humble enough to know that you don't know and ask for wisdom and be willing to wait. None of us are perfect. When you realize you've made a mistake, do as much as you can to retrace your steps and make things right, and then learn from your mistake and move forward. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.